Well, you've got the news, so I think what I really want to do is thank Mike Matheny and John Mabry and Bill Miller for their contributions to the Cardinals over the last number of years. They worked hard, tirelessly, and did everything that they could to make sure we had a winning team and a playoff caliber team. Unfortunately, I think our club has not played up to its capabilities, and it was time for a fresh voice and some new leadership. And I think with Mike Shildt and our new coaches, we have an opportunity to move forward here as we begin the second half after today. You know, some places winning is just a winning record, or even 500 is acceptable. Players have a nice season, go home and get back to their families and so forth. But not in this city, not with this franchise, and not with this history, and not with our great fans. Last night, we had 44,000 people, stormy, rainy night. And I know Mo did an event after the game with a group, and we were all saying, gee, is anybody going to be there? And he came back down and said, just about everybody was there. I mean, you know how late it got. So that's how much they care, and that's how much we care. So we believe in this team. We believe in the talent. We believe in the type of character that our players represent. And we think that this is a new start, a fresh start, and an opportunity for them to, today if we get the game in, and beginning in Chicago next week, this, quote, second half, to do a whole lot better. And we're excited about it. And as I've said before, I believe in this team, I believe in the talent, and if it all comes together and performs up to their capabilities and play as a team and respond to the new leadership, that we can have a great second half and make a real run at the playoffs and hopefully later. So I'm excited personally and look forward to the balance of the season.
Thank you, Bill. I'd also like to echo Bill's comments on Mike Matheny, John Mabry, and Billy Miller. I mean, the one thing we all agree is they work tirelessly to try to get this right. And I think there's a lot of frustration on where we are in this season. A lot of times when you're faced to make this type of decision, you always ask yourself, why now or when? And the more we reflected on this, Bill and I felt this was a unique opportunity to hit the reset button. As we enter this All-Star break, it gives everybody a chance to reflect on where we are and what we need to do differently. And as we turn the keys over to Mike Shildt, having a new voice, having a fresh voice, is something that we feel is important as we look to the second half. I think as we all look at this team and we watch it on a day in, day out basis, there's times where you're scratching your head. And for us now is a chance to maybe change how we look at this. And to Bill's comments, we are optimistic. We do feel that this team has a chance to win. We do feel there's talent in that clubhouse that is capable of being successful. And so we're going to take this opportunity, and that's the reason we're doing it now and not waiting. And we want to try to find a way to salvage this season, and we think there's a chance to do that. And as we look to that and we talk about that new voice, I'm about to introduce Mike Shildt to you, but we will also bring up Mark Badaska as one of our hitting coaches, as well as George Greer. And when you think about what that means to this team, a lot of the players have worked with these individuals, they know them, and we wanted this to be as seamless as possible, but we also wanted it to be different, and we think we're able to do that. So at this point, I will turn it over to Michael. Give a few words, but good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. I want to first thank Mr. DeWitt and Mo and Gersh for the opportunity. Obviously, you know, it's at a time where we're in transition. A lot of respect. And I also want to echo what Mr. DeWitt and Mo have said about Mike and Maves and Billy. You know, you're talking about first-class human beings that put every bit of the effort and energy they had into making this a product that we all wanted. And, you know, I have a lot of respect for him. You know, Mike's a man of high integrity, was a great steward for this franchise and this organization. And I can tell you honestly that he did everything he could to make it a good a success. But it's an opportunity that I'm excited for, I'm ready for. Just got through talking with the team, and we have a good energy and a nice plan that we'll put into place over the next several days, and today's the day to get that started.
Thank you. So at this time, we'll take questions. Kind of have a hard stop about 11:25, so have at it. Yes, sir.
Mo, you said the other day that you still believe this is an attractive place to be for players outside the organization. How does this move? Is this move play into that? Is this a signal that maybe a change in leadership might make it a more attractive destination?
Well, I think we'd all agree if you looked at the current trend line of our team, most of you would all agree that it's not going the way you would hope. And so change felt like that became inevitable. And then as you know, Gersh, Bill, and I reflected on the when, you know, we could have waited till after the season ended, but we feel like there's enough talent and enough energy in that room that maybe we could change course. And so we decided the timing should be now. And, you know, I'm sure some people out there sitting here might say, well, you could have done this 2 months ago. And, you know, we were always hoping to see if we could get on track. But as I said earlier, it felt like two steps forward, two steps back, and we just never got there. And trying to do something different is what we're trying to do today. And, you know, in terms of is this an attractive place to play, I still think it's a very attractive place to play. And in the end, I still think coming to St. Louis and being part of the St. Louis Cardinals is something that a lot of Major League Baseball players value.
Mo, you said the other day, talking about the idea of for this year and then long term in regards to your decisions as a general manager and president, you said salvage the season. Are you guys buyers at the trade deadline? Are you all in on trying to make the playoffs this year, or can you describe the mindset?
Well, I always think that's a dangerous question to answer in terms of buying, selling, and of course, under Mr. DeWitt, Bill has always pushed us to win. As he mentioned in his opening, that St. Louis has an incredible history. We've had an incredible 23 years under this ownership, and winning is something that we are chasing, and the playoffs are something we're chasing. In terms of what we can do between now and the 31st, or what we can do now in August, is something that's a little bit TBD. We will look at what the arbitrages look like, what we can possibly do to improve this team. As I said the other day when you and I were speaking, that there's certainly opportunities to improve, but we believe this club as a whole, if playing better, makes some of those decisions a little easier.
You guys have reiterated here over the last few weeks a belief in the talent that's on this team. Why don't you think they've been able to produce to expectation this year, and where does Mike Matheny fall in that lack of production?
Well, I think sometimes when you're on that treadmill of life and you don't feel like you're actually getting anywhere, it might be a time for a change in messaging or the voice. And so this is an opportunity for Mike Schilt and bringing up two hitting coaches have been in our minor leagues that had tremendous success working with a lot of these players that are in this clubhouse. And rather than reflect on necessarily what wasn't working, we are now going to put a lot of energy into what we can get right. And certainly under Mr. Schilt's leadership, we hope that begins now.
Mike, you mentioned a plan. Can you give us an idea of what the new plan is? And secondarily, are you going to have a bench coach if so?
We're going to be with George and Buddha will be on the staff. And right now, we'll kind of adapt the roles to serve you know, what the bench coach looks like. As far as, I mean, I met with the staff this morning, really healthy conversation, open dialogue. We're in the process of peeling that back. I've got a vision for what it looks like. I've shared with some of the players this morning about what that looks like. Specifically, really, not necessary to get into great detail with it. I think the biggest thing is about being more consistent and appreciating what we do well. I think there's been a lot rightfully said, written, talked about in every circle around this team about what isn't right and what needs to be improved, and we get that. But there is a lot of things that are positive. I think we need to get back to that mindset. And we need to get back to more consistency in different areas of the game. And we're going to think about how we're going to attack that strategically.
Well, I know you have reports over the last.
The ideal candidate to be manager of the St. Louis Cardinals. And when you hired Mike, he had no managerial experience. Will that sort of inform the next hiring? Would you be more inclined to hire an experienced manager? Can you talk about that dynamic?
Who's it to?
No, sorry.
To me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as you've seen since then, there have been a lot of new managers in the game who haven't had managerial experience. And I, you know, Mike maybe would have been one of the early ones. But, you know, look at the first few years of his tenure and how well we did. So, you know, he had the characteristics we felt would be successful. And we have had success, no question about it. You know, he hasn't had he goes out as a manager who's had nothing but winning seasons. So it's just that, you know, at this point in time, sometimes when a manager's at a place a long time and a staff that, you know, a fresh voice and a new approach when you're struggling can be successful and energize the club. And that's what we feel like we're looking to see happen under Mike.
Well, any of the reports about the clubhouse issues over the last few weeks hasten this decision? And Mr. DeWitt, did those reports concern you as well?
That was very fast. to answer that question, I think when you make these types of decisions, it's always an aggregate. I think some of what was being reported over the last few weeks is not something that was necessarily pushing us in this direction in any more expedited manner. It was clearly a reflection more on how we were playing and just the overall performance of our results. And so ultimately, that's why we are where we are.
Well, you hired Mike. Can you give us an idea of that conversation? When did it take place? Was it after the press conference here last night? Characterize it at all?
Yeah, we met with Mike and John and Billy separately last evening, and Mike Matheny was a complete professional. He couldn't have been more gracious. He thanked us all for this opportunity and didn't debate or question why. He understood where this was and handled it like a pro.
Was that after the press conference? Before the season, did he kind of know going into this season it was October or else? Was that, we all talked about it, did you guys?
No, we did not phrase it like you did. You know, I think, again, this is becomes more of a collective or an aggregate of where we are. And, you know, I think the three of us, as we looked at our season, just felt like we were not going where we needed to go. And there's always a lot of responsibility for that. And I think as we sit here up here today, all of us share in that responsibility. It's not solely Mike Matheny. It's not solely John Mabry. But the fact is, you know, you have to do something different. And so ultimately, those were the changes we decided to do. And, you know, we hope those are the right moves.
Bill, you have frustration of the on-field product, but had you lost confidence in Mike's ability to keep a cohesive clubhouse and the culture within that clubhouse?
You know, I feel like that's a very delicate question to answer because I'm not in there 24/7. I don't wear a uniform. You know, the feedback I do get from time to time is a little bit ad hoc. But having said that, I still felt like the messaging I was getting from that clubhouse was still very positive. It certainly wasn't reflective of how we were playing.
Well,
Bill, you through the years have talked about the importance of continuity and stability. I mean, even you look up at this dais and, you know, Mo was hired as general manager after being assistant general manager. Gersh, the same path. You have never had a firing midstream like this. What does that say? What pushed you to that? What became unacceptable at this point in time to make a move that in a lot of ways is jarring and different than the message you've sent through your ownership?
Well, I do value continuity, and I think it's been a big factor in our success. We've had two senior baseball, Mo, Walt GM and Mo, senior baseball official since Walt, and Tony, of course, retired on his own. But continuity is desirable, but when it's not working and you feel like a change needs to be made, as I felt in the general manager situation, you know, you need to act. And the continuity in and of itself isn't a goal. The goal is to have a successful team, try to get in the playoffs every year and put a team together you think has the capability and take your chances. And you know, what I really value is consistent winning. And if continuity is has value in that regard, but, you know, not when it's not working. And, you know, as I said earlier, we have won. We're marginally over 500, but, you know, it's not like we're 20 games under 500 and we're desperate. We think we have a really good club, and we think it's a point in time where fresh leadership, fresh start will enhance the opportunity for this club to do much better in the second half and hopefully down the road.
Did you see a team, though, that was getting worse, was backsliding, a style of play that was backsliding? Were there games that caught your eye that brought you, that caused concern?
You know, I think the manager doesn't play the games, and the players are playing the games. And so to sort of pin it on the manager is unfair if you know, we've made more errors than other clubs or something like that. And it's really that I feel we haven't played to our capabilities. More than anything. I mean, you're going to have bad games. You're going to get blown out. You're going to have, you know, down periods, and 162 games, a lot of games. And, you know, it's not all going to be rosy, no matter how good you are. But it just felt like, you know, every time we'd win a couple games in a row, it'd feel like, geez, we're going to get over the hump here, and then we'd fall back. And, you know, we talked about a lot internally with Mo, Gersh and I, and just felt that, It you know, as much as we thought we could and were hoping, it just didn't seem to be happening. And this was a logical time to make a change. And, you know, Mike's had a lot of success through the system. He knows these players. And, we're very optimistic and feel good about where we are.
Mike, do these players start from scratch with you? I mean, do you look at Dexter Fowler as a guy who's struggled the entire year, or you're the new manager? I look at Dexter Fowler as a guy who once was a good player.
I think there's some combination. You can't ignore what's taking place over the course of the season, but you also look at it as a fresh start, and you look at the big picture of, in Dexter's case, his entire career. You know, he's had a successful major career. He's won. You the evaluation takes place in the short term, but it's not absolute. So you look at the bigger picture of what it looks like, and you evaluate it, and then you go from there.
Well, did you approach or consider Jose for the interim manager type?
Of course. As the three of us were discussing this potential move, we wanted to understand what our best internal options were and how we thought about it. But, you know, obviously we concluded that Mike Shildt was that answer. And, I feel I did have a brief conversation with Jose last night and this morning, and I know he's going to throw his entire weight behind Mike Shildt and support him, and I think he'll be a valuable asset for this entire team moving forward.
Mo, did you feel like last night's game was kind of a microcosm of this season and some of the frustrations that you felt about, you know, the performance of the team this year?
Yes. frustrating in many ways, but the decision on what we were going to do had already been made. And so when you, look at it simply in a vacuum of last night, you can say it was a microcosm game, but most importantly, I think we knew we had to make the change, and the three of us were prepared to do it.
You said that decision.
I had a question earlier, yes, Mo, about buyer versus seller. Would you be willing to take a short-term hit at the turnstiles if you thought in a year or two it could make you more championship caliber in terms of thinking about the roster?
You're talking to me?
Yeah.
I've said this a bunch. I always look 3 to 5 years out, and we as a group do. But, we'll stress over today's ball game as well. So, it's an assessment of where you think you are. We've got a lot of talent on this club and a lot of young talent that's controlled for a number of years. And, when people talk about buyers and sellers and, tanking and reset, I think, we're really not in that mode. We're not, we're always trying to improve the club. Now, if we didn't feel like we had a chance and we didn't feel like we had some really strong core pieces here that we could build around, then you got to look at the reality of this situation. But given the talent we have, the young talent we have, and you all know it as well as I do, I'm not going to go through a bunch of individual players. We've got a really good young core. We've got something to build on. So our goal is to build on it and maintain a consistently winning team.
For both Gersh and Mo, the role of a manager in 2018 baseball, can you describe how that's maybe changed over the last, 10 years? Is it different than what we knew from decades prior, the role of the manager?
You want to go first?
Sure. I think everything in baseball is changing pretty quickly in the last decade, in terms, both in terms of media and social media and those sorts of pressures, in terms of data that we have, in terms of how we make decisions. I think everything's evolving. I don't think it's dramatically different, but I think in lots of small ways the job has changed over time, and that's something that might be reflected in some of the people who are in the role now across baseball that maybe wouldn't have had that opportunity in the past.
I would add to that there's, always those basic principles that whatever job you have to remain true to. But to Gersh's point, the game's changed quite a bit. I mean, the information that a manager has at their disposal, that the coaching staff has at their disposal, I mean, just think about it in simple terms of shifts, how much more dramatic they are today than they were, 15 years ago. And so how a manager utilizes this information is important, and how the manager shares this information and educates players on what they need to do. The balance there is overload versus making someone feel confident in the information. And the good news for us is Mike Shildt has worked in our organization. He understands sort of the processes involved, and I think he'll do a very good job of being able to articulate that to players where it can be consumed and used in a thoughtful manner.
You said the decision had been made before yesterday's game. Can you speak to when that decision was made?
Well, I think I guess when I think back to that, it would probably been what is today, Sunday? So Friday, Bill and I touched base, and we realized it was probably something we needed to do this weekend.
Mike, can you, with a team reflecting the personality of a manager or a head coach, what sort of a personality do you have that this team will reflect from Mike Shildt?
Honest and positive in communication style, inclusive. We're going to work through this together. We're gonna message the guys, and not to get outside the clubhouse, but it's being to be number one, which is what we're seeking to be, a world championship caliber club. We're going to be one. So everybody working together, pulling together, and then during the game, my job is to prepare the guys to play, and they go play, and the staff does the same thing. So I stay engaged in the game. I'm pretty calm by nature. It may be different today, who knows, but you're going to always have your moments, but more or less pretty even keel, and you know, just try to stay present what's going on in the moment while still thinking ahead.
Mike Matheny admitted that during competition he couldn't have fun. Do you have fun?
I think everybody's got their own definition of fun, right? So,
winning's fun.
Right. I mean, that's the bottom line. We come show up to shake hands every day, and that's where we get our joy. But also, you know, it's a passion of mine. I mean, I'm sitting here. I'm the manager of St. Louis Cardinals, one of the most storied franchises in all of sports. So, I'm grateful for that, and I see it as an opportunity, not a threat. And so, I'm going to appreciate when I'm in that dugout what I have and be grateful for it. And so, yeah, I'm blessed beyond belief. So, absolutely.